You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus and Community Radio, here in Winnipeg.
Hello, good evening. This is Res Vibe Connections here. It's 95.9 FM, CKUW. We're over here chilling at the station. There we go. So we have a guest in the house. We got a few people coming through. Hey, brother, what's good?
It's you.
Hello.
Hey, I'm in the wrong chair.
Go ahead.
Am I talking to this thing?
Yes, sir.
All right. My name is Dan Perper, and I own a urban farming business called Perps Produce. Grow gourmet medicinal mushrooms. You can find me at St. Norbert Farmers Market and a bunch of other ones throughout the city. And it's quite the story how I got up doing this, but maybe we'll talk more about that later, but yeah.
That's really awesome. So it's a surprise to everybody out there. You guys always hear us talking about foraging, trying to find new ways to survive out here during the recession, depression that we're going through. And so turns out Mother Earth still has a lot of food for us around the way. And I would always say you have to caution yourselves when you're harvesting medicine, mushrooms and stuff like that, because there's mushrooms that look, that are healthy, and then there's mushrooms that could be the same color or the same way, and they're poisonous, right? Like, you really got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty much similar to plants, though. Like, there's just as many bad, poisonous plants that'll burn you or hurt you as there are mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. I remember my mom saying... out on the farm, I found a mushroom, and I remember my baba, that's my grandma, saying that if you found worms in it, if there were ever bugs in it, that it was good. Because the poisonous ones, the bugs wouldn't even eat. So she said if there was ever bugs in it, that was a clear indicator that that was an edible mushroom.
Straight up.
I don't know if I know of that. Definitely... self-validate that one for yourself, or we could even I'm not sure if there's, I imagine there's also some worms and some ones we shouldn't eat. there's a lot of worms and a lot of mushrooms, but the funny thing is I just made a blog, a mushroom foraging post, a beginner's guide.
That's cool.
It's like the top 15 easiest ones, because like you're just saying, some are like have a lot of lookalikes and are really, really, really hard to. So it's like, don't even worry about those ones. Just learn the top 10 or 15. And they're so easy to learn. It's like learning a banana. You know, there's nothing else that really looks like a banana, other than, plantain or something. But yeah, because people will ask me at the market, like, well, how do you know which ones are good or whatever? It's like, well, I'm growing all these ones, so we don't have to worry about like those ones. But yeah, the easy ones, just learn the easy ones. But I don't know if there was a top 10 or 15, Manitoba mushrooms. So I just kind of did it myself a few weeks ago, and I think it's pretty good. Definitely need to edit some spelling stuff, but I'll get to it one day.
Latin names. What would the top three be? What are the top three? Manitoba. For me growing up, I remember picking elm oysters and chicken of the forest. And there was some like of those white elm oysters. There's ones that look similar to it, but where I had gone picking, the ones where on the grounds where I would go back in the same spots, I knew that those were those ones. And like you said, the ones that I knew. Not that I tried to be risky or pick out any ones or go by the worm rule or whatever, but the ones that I knew, right? Those two, and especially chicken of the forest, is it's like bright yellow.
Yeah, orange, nothing.
That one, you know.
Nothing really looks like that one.
So. That was delicious. Shout out to that. We just had that the other day. We got a call coming in. Go ahead, sister.
Hi, I want to do a shout out to Kamisha. She wants to send her love to her other half, Junior. A shout out to him. And she wants to give a shout out to Honey, Kayla, Shelby, Shai, Shay, Maya, Shaki, Emily, and KT. And I want to do a shout out to my cousins in MLU, Hillary, Crystal, Chica, and listen to Akon.
Yeah, we're playing it right now.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sister, for calling. God bless. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yo, this is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Yo, let's keep pushing through, yo. Satan done put us through a lot this week, yo. We had so many blessings, and we have so many more miracles to come. Let's get it, chosen ones.
Stole registration. Cops patrolling. And now they done stop me, and I get locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
Heading uptown to Rio. Back with a couple peeps. The corner block's on fire. Undercovers dressed as fiends. Making so much money. Products moving fast. Put away the stash. And as I sold the last pack, the round and got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No. They won't let me out.
I got locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let me out.
Girl, I'm locked up.
Visitation no longer comes by. Seems like they forgot about me. Commissary is getting empty. My cellmates eating food without me. Can't wait to get out and move forward with my life. Got a family that loves me and wants me to do right. But instead I'm here locked up.
They won't let me out. They won't let go.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Oh,
they won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No, they won't let me out.
Pay me a visit.
They won't let me out.
Send me some magazines.
They won't let me out.
Send me some money orders.
They won't let me out.
Pay me a visit, baby.
They won't let me out.
'Cause I'm locked up.
They won't let me out.
Where's my lawyer?
They won't let me out.
I'm locked up.
They won't let me out. No.
What's good in the hood? We got a lot of people in the studio. Shout out to Justice and Dustin. We got some little ones in here. Shout out to JCYC.
What up, what up?
Shout out to our brother.
Perps Produce, Dan the Mushroom Man.
Yo, Dan the Mushroom Man in the house, yo. That's what's up. And JCYC has
a little treat, a special surprise.
A special surprise to share with you guys later.
Well, can't really share it over the... It's more for in-house. It's more for you, Stephanie Kersey. It's more for you and Dan.
Thank you. Okay, I need a surprise in my life. God's been giving us surprises every day, has he not? He's really been protecting us out here. So thank you, Father God, for being with us under everything we go through. So yeah, we're talking about edible mushrooms. We're not talking about the wacky kind. We're talking about the healthy kind you can throw in your pot, soup, and feed your family. Really anything. We'll get into it as time goes on. We're going to have lots more people reaching out to come talk about it. Whatever we can forge around us is important. We're just going to take this call, go ahead.
I was going to say, are there any other mushrooms that like aren't the illegal kind that are
do stuff?
Hallucinogens?
Let's get into that in 1 second. Caller, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Now?
Yep, you're here.
I like to give a shout out to my brother, Tyler Ross, and then my boyfriend Wallace, who's in Remand Center.
Okay.
And then Joshua LJ, Junior Malcolm, Honey, Mary, Raisa, Shelby, and Kanisha, and Carly Vasquez, Melpa. Benzo, Devin, Billy Buck, Jeremy, Xavier Fidley, and Dylan Barker.
That's what's up. Do you have a song request? Do you have a song request, sister?
Yeah, You Don't Exist by Dirac with a C. D-I-R-A-Q.
You don't exist by who?
You don't exist by C-I-R-A-Q. Chirac.
Oh, C-R-A. Chirac. There we go. I got it. Okay, sister, I got it on for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you for asking my call. Bye.
Amen. Bye. You too. Yeah, we got a lot of good, interesting conversations going on, and we got our brother here. He said he's going to share a story with the people. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, talk a little bit about mushrooms in the business, but foraging. But there's also, some miracles from the Creator that were given to me, both in my darkest times of need.
Amen.
And also when I was doing the right thing, and it's clearly, it ain't no coincidence stuff.
Amen.
Some physical proof that I have with me here, and we'll share it later. But yeah, you want to make sure you're there to check that out. And if anyone's going through a rough time and thinks they need to hear a little positive, not affirmations, but some stuff that can help in a time of need, whether it's guilt, shame, I think this could be inspirational.
This is amazing. Stay tuned, y'all. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Love y'all out there. Let's keep stepping on Satan's throat.
I gotta act like you don't exist, yeah. You see my hand in my jacket with my glick, yeah. We was broke, we was trying to hit a lick, yeah. Like a trained dog, 40 make a nigga sick, yeah. But don't walk up on me, you don't know me. Boy, I told you that the op niggas police. I shoot back, you might die trying to smoke me. I'm really out here, I just need you to hold me. You like my first love, I just had to let you know. Calling 12 on me, I just had to let you go. I'm too paranoid, I just had to let it blow. I know you mad cause I got some cash and you broke, yeah. I got a glizzy and some gas, who won't smoke? How the fuck this nigga died cause he broke? Dead prostitution, niggas dying in his hole. Like 50 shots and it's 9 in his hole. I just wanted you to understand, you can't be out here being friendly with another man. You wanna be my girlfriend, you can't have brothers then. That's my bitch and I'm a killer, so don't touch it then. We spin it back to back, a nigga send some shots at us. We be stalking, if it's smoke, then we popping up. I'm Cyrac from the poke, boy, I got a bus. Nigga, we got beef and we not tryna chop it up. I gotta act like you don't exist, yeah. You see my hand in my jacket with my glick, yeah. We was broke, we was tryna hit a lick, yeah. Like a trained dog, 40 make a nigga sit, yeah. But don't walk up on me, you don't know me. Boy, I told you that the op niggas police. I shoot back, you might die tryna smoke me. I'm really out here, I just need you to hold me.
To hold me, die tryna smoke me. You gon' die tryna smoke me, bitch ass.
What's good? We're back. Res Vibe Connections here in the house.
Hey.
Much love to all you guys out there.
Much love.
We got a call coming in. Let's take that real quick. So yeah, blessings to you all out there. I know we're all going through something, and I know we all have amazing days and we all have hard days. I had an amazing day and a hard day all at the same time. It was like a mixed up. Here we go.
Yo,
what's good? Res Vibe Connections here.
Yo, Stephanie.
Hi.
Yo, am I live right now?
Yeah, you're live.
I got a couple of shout outs here.
Let's do it.
I just want to send a shout out to King at Milner Ridge and Joey and Headingley.
Okay.
And it's all love, brother. Everybody misses you guys. Shout out to 5B and all the boys and 800. And a song that I want to request, yo, is Forget About Me by Roni.
Oh, dang. Forget About Me. By Roni?
By Roni, yeah. And that song's out to Shante.
Dang.
And shout out to Trill.
Dang, brother. That's deep.
But, yo.
Yeah.
Where is...
I'm here. I'm going to play that song for you now.
Okay, respect. Thank you.
Respect, brother. Thank you for calling in. God bless you, man. Whatever you're going through.
All right.
Yeah, man. Peace out. Talk soon. Bye. Shout out to all you all out there. Res Vibe Connections here at CKEW 95.9 FM. Continue calling in 226-724-1539. I wasn't able to catch a few of your calls today. I had a bunch of fires I had to put out everywhere, and working with the creator, with our people. So let's get it. Chosen ones, let's rise even further.
So what it's gonna be? Got bitches who want a nigga and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just step, shawty. While you're ahead, forget about me. While you're ahead, shawty, I don't need your head. Got places to go, people to me, shawty. So what it's gonna be? Got bitches who want a nigga and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just step, shawty. While you're ahead, shawty. While you're ahead, it's best you just step. While you still got your rep, I don't need your sex. Ignoring your text, best you save your breath. Exes get exed, and you just my ex. There ain't nothing left. Trapping for years, I just wanna check. Locked up for years, and still I'm the best. Niggas, they fear when I got the tech. Come to my block, that's where you get left. Treat triggers like buttons, and buttons get pressed. Bitches like bitches, and leave them a mess. Ain't tricking on women, no, they don't get fed. I'm fresh out of prison, just came out the pen. Ain't loving no women, I love what they got. Only my mama's my rock. When I was locked, they treat me like I wasn't hot. Like I cannot take by my spot. Forgot about me like I lived under rocks. When I'm a rock, she want Henny on rocks. I won't say no, that's not how I rock. I don't catch feelings, man, I catch the guap. Tipsy in Toronto when thinking about thoughts. Hit up the gram, I hit up the chat. Like I got some grams and who wanna chat. She tell me she down, she got some friends. And I'm like, shorty, just me and my mans. I didn't know she would bring the whole gang. Tell me there's four, then I'm like, damn. Two for me and two for him. Pull up on the curb like baby hop in. Then we just skirt, that's back to the crib. Forget about me. While you're ahead, shawty, I don't need your head. Got places to go and people to me, shawty. So what it's gonna be? Got bitches who want a nigga and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just step, shawty. While you're ahead, forget about me. While you're ahead, shawty, I don't need your head. Got places to go, people to me, shawty. So what it's gonna be? Got bitches who want a nigga and they get it wet for me. Don't need no stress on me. So it's best you just step, shawty. While you're ahead, shawty.
Good. This is Res Vibe Connections back. And VO. Okay. Oh, we got a call on the line. Let's take that. Go ahead, sister. You're live on air.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
Do a shout-out.
Yep.
To my son, Troy Clara.
Okay.
I love you. I miss you. Also, a shout-out to John Fleck. Stephanie. Also, Jay. Also, Lisa, Melissa, Jojo. Kelsey, Miley, Maggie, Benita, Tolkien, Angela, Yuki, Destiny. Yeah.
That's what's up.
And also, there's another one, another shout out coming from Tessa, who wants to give you a shout out to Jable.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's what's up, sister. Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, sister. Go ahead, you're live on air.
Hello?
Hello, hi, you're live on air.
Hi. I just wanted to send a shout out to my boyfriend, Mitchell, from Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to play Village by Bully.
Village by Bully?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I found it. We'll get that right on for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Bye. Yo, shout out to all the youth out there. The youth are our future. The youth have the answers. The youth need our love. They need our compassion. They need our understanding. They're going through a lot as with all the barriers and everything we're going through within society, physically and spiritually. And so let's be there for each other and let's be there for our youth. I know that Satan tries to make our ways very hard. And then Father God protects us and finds a way for us to keep it all together. So I just want to say thank you, Father God, for always giving us a way to keep everything together within your structure, the way you see fit. I rebuke Satan for anything he tries to do to us as we go forward. I want to send love to everybody out there, and I pray a hedge of protection over everybody out there, and that everybody finds the right resources and everything that they need in their path, that they find the right people to help them, bring them to the next path, to the next journey that they're supposed to go. So God bless you all out there in Jesus' mighty name. So let's talk to our brother here. What's good, brother?
What's going on? Thanks for having me. This is a real privilege. It's amazing to meet you and hear what you guys are doing here for the community. The shout-outs, the messages of God, and trying to condemn Satan, all the greed and everything that Satan brings.
Amen.
We all have a little bit of that inside of us, and we got to stamp that out.
Amen. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah. Stamp that out.
Let's fight our demons, y'all, together.
And if someone else you see is going through that, rather than being judgmental, you know, try and help them out rather than throw sticks and stones at them.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
Be there with them. Listen to them. Client-centered approach. Meet people where they're at. Trauma-informed care. Everybody's dealt with trauma. No matter your color, creed, or culture. Go ahead, brother. It's your time. What do you want to say about those messages? I think we all need that.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I was going through some tough times with my own. There's some inner demons. There's some exterior stuff. Obviously, there's bad stuff going on in the world, but this was more inner stuff. And I was kind of slipping further and further into darkness, what felt like hopelessness. A lot of it was kind of, old, unresolved shame and guilt. And so I kind of started slipping into an alcohol addiction. And it wasn't looking good. I didn't know how to get over it and clear my head and get back on track. But at some point I knew I needed to do it, not so much for me, but because other people are in my life. And if I go down, that brings everyone down.
Straight up, straight up. We're the pillars of our family and our community. We gotta big up ourselves out there. Shout out to all y'all. Let's say shout out to me. 1, 2, 3. Go ahead, brother.
So I knew I needed help, though. I couldn't figure it out on my own. I needed some kind of inspiration or guidance or something. And so I thought I've had a memory pop into my head where my grandma said, going for a walk can clear your head. So it was minus 30, minus 40, middle of January, and I thought, whatever, I'll go for a walk, you know. Maybe I'll find some inspiration. So I turn down this back alley, and I find this green school notebook on the ground. The title was Singing Wolf. And I thought, oh, Singing Wolf, that's cool. It's like an indigenous spirit name. And I started opening the book. And keep in mind, you know, I was dealing with alcohol addictions, guilt, shame, trauma, you name it, right? So I open up the book, Singing Wolf, and the first page says, Day One Journal. I learned that we experience guilt and shame at such a young age. I've also learned that I can still fix some of my guilt and shame and heal from it, that I don't need to keep carrying it with me, to accept and forgive because you're letting go of the guilt and shame. So when I read this, I was in utter disbelief and amazement because I literally went outside, you know, just hoping for some kind of inspiration. And I find a humility notebook on the ground, just waiting there for me. And I don't know if you know what synchronicities are, kind of like a coincidence that's too meaningful, too special to be just a coincidence.
There are no coincidences.
Right? So this thing, I was pretty shocked, and I shared this with a friend, and she says, well, because I tell her, it's like, yeah, I went for a walk that night. It was a full moon that night. And she tells me, hey, the first full moon in January is a wolf moon. I'm like, what? I didn't know that, but I'm like, wolf moon. Title on this humility book, Singing Wolf. It's another one of these layers of these synchronicities. And then as I'm kind of learning some spiritual growth type stuff, exploring a little bit about different religions, but not, you know, I'm not subscribed to one, but I'm learning about the seven sacred teachings. And that's seven teachings that are, I guess, sacred, right? You know, there's love, wisdom, courage, honor, truth, humility. And each one of these teachings is represented by an animal. So love represents eagle, beaver represents wisdom. And then guess which one humility is represented by? The wolf. That's right. So we have another layer of the wolf and humility intertwined in this miraculous sign. When I, you know, heard a voice in my head saying going for a walk, and then I find this, it's like every one of these, like, it was already rare to find that, like a one in a million, you know. But you keep adding one of these extra wolf humility on a wolf moon titled Singing Wolf, you know, it's just, you're multiplying it over and over into some mathematically impossible number. And if anyone doesn't believe in God, I mean, I understand why things can seem like it's a godless world, a lot of terrible things going on. You'd think, why would God, if God existed, why would things be so terrible? And that's kind of another conversation, but I mean, these miracles have happened to me, and this is just one. There's several where there's, like, again, like physical proof, you know. I don't have to just rely on a story, but there's actually, like, I have this book with me now, and there's these other miracles that have the physical proof aspect to it, too. So, yeah, and, you know, humility's you know, there's a kind of a story kind of based in scripture, but it says, you know, Satan was cast down to earth to rule because Satan wanted to be like God. His pride and his ego were too much. And if you hang out with people that have, you know, narcissism or pride and ego, it just stinks. It's just gross, right? So I think we're kind of maybe here to learn our lessons. I think lots of these things are tests, and, you know, we're going to fail, and we're going to have our humility tested. But that's part of the lesson here is, you know, learning humility, accepting it, and moving on for the greater good. So what do you think about that?
I think that's amazing. I think that's a great start. I think that you're going to be on the show more in the future because there's so many things that you obviously belong at Res Vibe Connections. You're obviously a chosen one. You're on the same page. We're all breaking out the red, the matrix. We all took the red pill in our spirit, and we're trying to heal and grow. So, yeah, it's fascinating. This is right on. And the people need that. We can't just live on bread alone. We need nutrients for the soul, and we have to lift each other up. And I often think about it, you know, like when it comes to people in higher places of authority, when we're working in different things, like we all suffer behind the scenes. We just put on a good mask to be able to do it, and thick skin and all this professionalism, politically correctness. But at the end of the day, every human, I bet in my heart, is dealing with something, you know? Everybody's dealing with something. Yeah. These are really hard times. I always acknowledge that for the people. I always acknowledge that. And I also practice what I preach. And if they're suffering, I'm suffering. And we all suffer together. We all go through our different trials and tribulations behind the scenes. Like, Satan tried to stop me from coming to this show today. This was a different kind of oppression that I was dealing with. And I made it. And I'm always going to make it, but this was my hardest time to make it to this show.
And I did.
I fought through it. I fought through it with the glory from heaven. And so, yeah, man. And then also, you know about conspiracies, which is truth. So we could talk about some of those. Some of them are truth.
I'm into truth more than anything, and it just turns out there's a lot of conspiracies that are true.
That's what I mean. There's going to be, like, there's so much we could talk on here. Yeah. Just from what you read from your book is really beautiful. And what I caught from that is that we all believe, we all are spiritual. We all have physical proof, too. This isn't just of the mind and of the heart. When Creator blesses us, we see physical things, physical changes. We see gifts. We see resources. We see so many things that come into the physical and bring into fruition, into our reality. So shout out to the Creator. You know, it comes from the spirit and then into our hands.
One thing I've learned, and I still go through a lot of hard times, but what gets, I think the big message out of between this humility journal and other synchronicity things, it was about what's your intention? Is your intention selfish? Are you doing things for ulterior motives? You know, people act nice to each other. People do nice things to each other. And sometimes it's just because, you know, they want to be seen as the nice person. They want to, you know, seem generous you know, could be ego, or maybe that's tied to money or greed, or, but God knows if your intentions are pure. And even if they're not, and you've gone through times, it's like, hey, we all have. It's about trying to change for the right reason, you know, and use that not just to better yourself, but, you know, better our family and friends, and even people who aren't our family and friends, because if, you know, consider we're all family, you know, under God. And pretty much what started my business here was actually the learning about conspiracies and history being lied, and big pharma and disease and all these things, and everything felt, you know, out of control, powerless, can't change anything. And at one point, you know, I was like, I wanted to kill myself. I didn't want to be here anymore. But I was like, you know what? I can't do that because I'll just create more hell in this hell we're already in. So it's like, okay, I gotta figure this out. I can't do that. It's like, so what am I going to do? Am I going to keep complaining about it? I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to actually aim for the highest good, which kind of essentially inspired the urban farming business. Which, you know, that's about growing, learning how to grow. There's so much unused lawn space here. That's just, it's kind of a shame, you know. We spend all this money, the city does, on all these perennials, flowers, and sure, that stuff's pretty, but there's so much space and...
We live in the North End, there's an empty garden space every third house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Meanwhile, we're getting all this overly processed stuff from God knows where. Ultra processed, and, you know, it ties into the pharmaceutical industry. So that's what kind of spawned the urban farming business, just about learning more of the land and trying to change the system from inside out, you know, because it's like we can't control what the governments and military and all these things do. But I was like, well, I can do this. And
yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, and if anybody has ever heard of 11:11, it's sometimes people used to see it on a clock. Be like, oh, every time you know, whether your kids or whatever, you'd look at the clock and
I always see numbers.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, every time I look, it's 2-2-2 or 3-3-3.
Them angel numbers, right? Speaking and if
you
to us.
Yeah, if you Google, it's angel numbers, right? So I kind of forgot about that. You know, as I grew older, I probably became more selfish and greedy. But then I started trying this aiming for the highest good thing again, right? And so I was at the railway. I was like, I was on the trains, making good money, but you know, I was empty, I was dead inside, I hated everything, I hated God. I didn't even know if God existed, but I hated him. But I decided I'm gonna try and do something for the greater good anyway. I'm like, what else am I gonna do? And so I start the urban farming business. I apply for EI because I took time off work, and EI, they send you a 4-digit number to your house. This is like your login, your secret access code. And the number that was my passcode was 1111. And when I saw that, I was like, what? I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. I must have picked that number myself. I must have been drunk or something. I couldn't believe that 1111 was sent as a password. But I phoned them and they say, yeah, no, it's a random number. Random generated. I'm like, well, how is this random? But I was like, okay, I don't know. I didn't know what to do with it, but I'm like, synchronicity. I'm like, I guess, cool. And I just kind of carried on my way, you know, and I did my urban farming thing, selling stuff at markets, and I got into mushrooms later. But that 1111 stuff is actually, it's real. You know, it's not just people will say, oh, you're just looking for it. You're just looking for it. That's why you see it. Well, I got sent it. It wasn't me just looking at it on a clock. I have, like, literally the physical paper of this. And then when I finally realized, like, yeah, this is God saying you're on the right track. You're actually doing it for the pure reasons. You know, like, I didn't have an ulterior motive to start an urban farming business, right? It was real just because I'm like, I finally decided to care about something bigger than myself and put the work in too. That's the thing. It's one thing to, I guess, talk, you know, work's you know, speaks more volume and actually, but anyway, when I realized that connection, and sometimes when I, you know, I share it with people, I share them the story, the same thing starts happening kind of in front. It'd be like if, you know, I told the story and then we look at the clock and it's, you know, it'd be 11:11, which it's not right now, but anyway, it's real though. So it makes you think and wonder about God and the power of God and free will and a bunch of stuff. And I don't have all the answers, but I know that, you know, the teachings are real, whether it's seven sacred teachings or what Jesus was saying. It's all kind of the same thing, I think.
Amen to that. We're going to get deeper into this. I'm glad that you're here. And let's talk more about it when we get back on here. We got a caller coming in. Go ahead. You're live on air.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're here. Go ahead, brother. You're live. Res Vibe Connections. We're here.
I just wanted to send some shout out to my guys on 5B, my homie Baby Michelle, my baby sister Shayla Fitzgerald and woman, my nigga King and Milner and Joey and Headingley, and I want to shout out myself, Sharon. Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Hey, thank you. Call in anytime, brother. Let's get his song on, yo.
Feel like OT Genesis, how the fuck it cause what? Hey, so don't piece me. You wasn't repping, you was locked up in PC. Hold on, that's the cuz trying to call me. I was cashing out early in the morning. I'm the big show, don't do that. When your block in the drop, they know who that. 100 P's coming in, I gotta move that. Move it so fast, they like how you do that.
I'm just fucking it up, busting it up. Big hammer on me, ain't no knuckling up, struggling up. Time to focus up, bitch, you gon' suck it up. Bubbling up, pouring all the scene, I had to double the cup. Cuz, walk.
Yo, sir. Hey,
100 shots in a chop, you don't wanna piss the cuz up. Heart to heart, soul to soul, nigga, that's how the cuz talk. My blue flag like a bad bitch, show the shit up.
Yo, shit.
Feel like OT Genesis, how the fuck the cuz walk? Ay, cuz walk. Ay, you don't wanna push the cuz up. 357, that's a snub talk.
Boom.
Big chop, that'll knock your chucks up. Nigga, I'm the locaine.
Okay.
And my niggas still selling
cocaine.
Big dope, and we smoking propane. Hit a nigga if you ever need the whole thing. Face shots, hit a nigga close range. Two nines, and I'm swinging both things. Two bitches, and I'm fucking both things. Hit him in his noodle, now he low main.
Cuz walk.
Ay, 100 shots in a chop, you don't wanna piss the cuz up.
Yo, sir.
Heart to heart, soul to soul, nigga, that's how the cuz talk.
Hey, yo, sir.
Shoot my blue flag like a bad bitch, show the shit up.
Yo, sir.
Ay, feel like OT Genesis. Fucking cuz walk,
walk, walk, walk, walk, walk, walk, walk, walk.
Looks good. Res Vibe Connections here. JCYC, our youth, and our, say your name again?
Dan the Mushroom Man, Perps Produce.
Yeah, shout out to Dan. Thank you so much for being.
P-U-R-P-S.
Give your plug, how they can find you.
Yeah, Instagram, Perps Produce, or just Google me. I got a website. Got a little shop section and a blog section. Blog, got a 15 easiest mushrooms to learn. Foraging can be hard, and just learning the top 10 or 15 is like the best way. I mean,
what's one in our communities that we can go look for now?
Probably lots of oyster mushrooms are probably one of the most common ones, and definitely a pretty safe one to pick. To grow on trees, could be living or dead trees, but oyster mushrooms, they look like big oysters. You can just Google it or look up the pictures on my website, but oyster mushrooms.
Do your research first. We're not telling anybody to go pick anything without your research. You need to know what you're doing and know what you're eating. You didn't hear it from Res Vibe Connections. Go pick some things and eat it if you don't know.
Heck yeah.
Check on the research.
Read, like the blog says, it gives a good intro of like to get you on the right path, and it also gives you the more resources. You know, use mine as just a guide as some of the easy ones to learn, but then further learn. And there's some good resources that are, you know, whether it's a Facebook foraging group or YouTube videos or field guides.
I heard a lot of those foraging groups are keeping the secrets though, because we be looking and we don't see where what we're looking for. Fiddleheads.
Say where they found them, eh?
Fiddleheads are delicious, yo.
9 times out of 10, it's Assiniboine Park anyway. Go ahead, y'all can have that one. That's
Maybe a better one for do a mushroom identification Facebook group.
Yes.
Do apps work any good?
I think so. I think the apps work pretty good. But there's a lot of experts and people happy just to share. So you take good pic, and on the blog it says make sure you take a picture that shows a few things of it. Don't just take a blurry picture of a thing and be like, what is this mushroom? It's like you put a little effort in, it'll go a long way when someone's going to help you out. But yeah, mushroom identification groups are really good. Some apps, I don't have a lot of experience with the apps, but when I've used them, they work pretty good, both for plants.
Plants.
That's what's up. We got a call coming in. Go ahead, you're live. Hi, just give me one moment. Go ahead, you're live, sister.
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, chilling like a colonizer villain. Out here, just being the creator's baby. What's good?
I'm good. I just want to make a shout out to my boyfriend Mitchell and then his friends in the remand.
Okay.
And then request to Heard of Me by Top 5.
Heard of Me by Top 5.
Yeah.
Okay, we got that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much. Bye. Oh, Lord, it's been a roller coaster day today, but we all made it. We're here. Here we go. Top 5. She said, heard of me. So we're going to go ahead and take this song. Call in at 226-724-1539. 204 Spin-Ups is just down right now because we have renovations, so we're in the, switched to a satellite room right now. We will be back up and running in a few weeks on that phone number as well. So stay tuned, y'all. 226-724-1539. And this is Top 5 from our sister that just called in. And then we're going to come back and listen to our brother give us more information on how to survive over here on Mother Earth and Turtle Island. Let's get it.
Learn the land.
Learn the land. Yo, Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Shout out to JCYC for all the hard work he does behind the scenes. He brought this brother through. Shout out to our youth, our youngins that are tagging along with us. Yo, shout out to everybody out there. Let's get it. Shout out to everybody but Satan, eh? And his minions.
If I sat Larry on your block, nigga, ain't no hope.
Ain't no hope, nigga.
And if my GGs catch that nigga lacking, that nigga's getting smoked.
Getting smoked, nigga.
And if I bring this gun, nah, you better duck low.
You better duck, nigga.
Cause I got 13 in this glizzy, and it's built on hollows. I know you heard of me in the streets when my steppers met my GGs. I got little rap niggas that wanna murder me, but little niggas shut the fuck up. I got GGs in the city, get your Glocks up. I got shooters on the Varna that don't play about us. But at the top, it's just us, nigga. On your block, it's just us, nigga. With these triggers, we just boss, nigga. I hang with steppers, nigga, free flipper. And free kush too. She like 5, I'm proud of you. But bitch, I'm only proud of my nigga. Sad Larry on your block, nigga, ain't no hope.
Ain't no hope, nigga.
And if my GGs catch that nigga lacking, that nigga's getting smoked.
Getting smoked, nigga.
And if I bring this gun, you better duck low.
You better duck, nigga.
Cause I got 13 in this glizzy, and it's filled to hollows.
Most of these niggas in my city, man, they rap cap. But let me see you in the city, you get head tap. I could get a nigga flipped off one zap. I'm on the one way in the towns doing double laps. No one else, I had to triple lap.
You got a caller on the air? Go ahead, you're live on air. Go ahead, you're live on air.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, sweet. I'd like to give a shout out.
Go ahead.
All right, I want to give a shout out to my stunning wife, Echo, and all the girls holding it down in Foxtrot at the Women's Correctional Center.
That's what's
your
up.
Your husband, Topher, is holding down the fort waiting for your release. Love you, babe.
Aww.
There you go.
I hope she got that. That was so sweet and deep.
Thank you so much.
God bless you for holding it down. Like I always say to the people, when our loved ones go to jail, we do time with them. And the whole family suffers. And I can hear it in your voice. You've been going through a lot, but you've been holding it down.
I am. I'm waiting for it. It's 7 months to go, but we'll make it.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. In Father God's name and justice's name, amen. Okay, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Go ahead. You're live on air.
Hey, Stephanie, what's up?
What up, though?
Yo, what up? Bop,
bop, bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah, I know, Lego. I'm telling you, I had such a hard day today. Lord, it was an amazing day, and then it just got rough on me like a tsunami.
I want to send a couple of shout-outs to all my homies at 4A.
Yeah.
And I want to send out shout-outs to my buddies on 4B, Taz and Normie. I want to send out a shout-out to LJ, Willie G, my homie Bones, Skip, M3, NK, Wooski, Well, there's so much guys on 45. Said a shout out to my cousin down in block one, Tyrell.
Mm-hmm.
Much love, my brother. I got a guy here who wants to send a couple of shout outs to.
For sure.
If you let him send a couple
Yes,
shout-outs.
Please, take your time. We're here. That's why we're here.
Thanks for taking the call, Stephanie.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
That.
God bless you guys. I got to answer more. I'm trying my best.
Yeah, hold up. Hello?
Hello.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's going on, Steph? It's One Love.
One Love, what's good, brother?
Not much, just sitting around playing cards.
Oh, awesome.
Another Friday in Headingley, listening to your show.
Oh, God bless you guys. It was a rough day today, but I pulled it through, and I'm here. I beat Satan. I made it.
Nice. Wicked. Bro figured out how to put your station through our transmitters, so now we can all hear you clear through our radio, and now we're all just sitting around bumping tunes.
Well, let me just say, I love all you brothers, and Justice is mighty name. And you see how Father Creator is bringing us all together and breaking through, working in mysterious ways? That's amazing news. I'm so glad to hear that. Because we need each other out here in spirit, yo. Satan's trembling.
For sure, for sure. I just want to send some shout-outs quick, Pat.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Shout-out to Red Vines, of course. Shout-out to you, Stephanie. Shout-out to KCYC. Shout-out Pinky. Shout-out Ali. Shout-out Bosco. Shout-out Casey. Shout-out James. Shout-out Bubba. Shout-out Rudy. Shout-out Jane. Shout-out Frenchie. Shout-out Cody. Shout-out Skyler. Shout-out Sean. Shout-out James. Shout-out all at Dorm 4. Shout out Drazy, missy brother.
Yeah, shout out to you, Drazy. Bup, bup, bup. You better call in, yeah. Brother. We're here. He's doing good.
What?
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Can I request a song?
Yes, go ahead.
What song, bro? Okay, and can we request King Von, Get It Done?
King Von, Get It Done. Yeah.
King Von, Get It Done, yeah.
For sure. That's really what it is,
okay,
eh? No matter.
Thanks, we appreciate your show. We love your show. Shout out Red Vine.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you guys. Bless. Get your prayers up for me and all our brothers and sisters. God bless all you guys out there, man. I'm so glad to hear about this transmitter thing. That's really dope. The Creator's working in mysterious ways, isn't he, eh? So big up yourselves out there. Just give yourself a spiritual hug, you know? You're sacred and traditional. And Satan's losing. He's dropping like flies all around us. So let's keep bringing our lights alive. Let's keep standing our ground for our brethren and our sisters. Our brothers and sisters didn't steal our land. Satan did. So let's get right. Let's get right out there and let's continue to come together. You don't want to see my demons pull up to your door. And all I know is shoot first, nigga, check the score. And all I know is grind hard just for all my bros. See my demons pull up to your door. And all I know is shoot first, nigga, check the score. And all I know is grind hard just for all my bros. What up, though? We're back, Jack. Go ahead, brother. Anything you want to say from your heart? It's your time. Anything.
Well, just to touch a bit on the foraging, the learning your land, getting off the pharmaceutical companies' destructive nature.
Fast food.
A couple really good resources. Learn Your Land on YouTube. Fabulous videos on mushrooms and plants. Wealth of knowledge that guy has. He talks from the soul and heart, and he's just got a great aura. But Learn Your Land on YouTube. And another great one is Eat the Weeds. Because weeds, what we think of as these annoying things in our grass and garden, are actually very often not just edible, but extremely nutritious.
Example, what are those things called? They're...
Dandelions.
Yes, dandelions.
Stingy. So
we eat the greens and the yellow top.
That whole thing is good.
Medicinal.
You know, the younger leaves are going to be less bitter. But, the roots are good, whether coffee or grind it up. But there's so many other ones too that are common. By the where the Seen River meets the Red River, it's Whittier Park or Elijah Modier Park. They got stinging nettle all over that place. Stinging nettle is amazing. It's in a, it's on a league of its own, I think, as far as nutrition. It stings you when you touch it. It's got these little hairs, so wear a glove. But when you cook it, it's totally fine. Like, it's kind of like a spinach, but way better. But yeah, there's a...
How do you eat it? Because I think I know what you're talking about, and I always felt like Mother Earth didn't want me to eat it because it was prickly, but then...
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that.
Is
but,
it good?
Oh, it's so good.
Even when it's prickly, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, as soon as you cook it, or you could light steam it, just throw it in a pan. As soon as you just, it hits like hot water, all those little hairs go away.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's better when it's younger, like early in spring they pop up, but you can still grab the more mature stuff. They'll be, the stems will be probably too woody, but you can just take the leaves off the stems and either eat those or make teas and stuff. But
hold on a minute, we got a call coming in. You guys, this is making me hungry. Like, I want some mushrooms right now, like to fry them up and saute them. Go ahead, brother, you're live on air.
Yo, hey, good, it's Mattel. It's Jay Cook calling from Henry Correctional.
Okay.
Up at the dorm floor. It's good, what's going on?
Oh, just chilling, sitting over here talking about harvesting from the land around us, finding mushrooms in the hood, different things that we can eat and survive off of, but also learning how to do it safely, that kind of stuff, trying to survive better out here with what we got and trying to stay away from the recession, depression, and the grocery store's poison. Pretty much.
That's cool. I just want to send a couple shout outs if you don't mind. Yo, I want to shout out to you and JCYC. I want to say what up, though.
What up,
though? I know everybody. I see your studio,
the
mushroom guy there.
Isn't that awesome? He's saying what up to you.
Yeah,
what up?
What up? What up? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
I want to say what's up to a couple of my homies up at SMI in Stony Mountain. My dog, Dad King, SK Johnson, my homie Dorito. I want to say what's up, you know what I mean? So you guys, dude, also I want to say what's up to everybody listening out there, everybody who's locked up, you know, keep your head up. I want to say what's up to everybody up in dorm 3 and 4, much love. And I want to shout out, Shaki, who's a good girl. I also want to say shout out to Brittany S. Chelsea L. and all the bad bitches up in the Women's Correctional Center. And much love.
Thank you.
Can you play a song?
You got a song to play?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Notice Me by Bully.
Notice Me by Bully.
Yeah.
Oh, colonizers are bullies. Lord help us. All right, brother, I got that.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Much love.
Thank you. Much love. God bless. Yo, man, shout out to Shaki, honey, the whole crew. Love all y'all out there. Let's get it. Call in. I'm praying for everybody out there. I know we're all going through a lot, and the Creator, I also know that we're going through abundance of blessings time, and we're coming into that time where He restores our faith, and that time's real, and that's happening, so big up yourselves. We're going to make it through any kind of rain out here. The Creator always shows us that He's real, and He's here with us. So Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Loves you guys out there. Let's keep pushing through.
Push through.
Push through. Push. Let's it. Keep it. Do it. Keep pushing through.
Yeah. I've been in trouble a couple of nights. Yeah. I'm hoping maybe you notice me. It's dripping.
Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby ain't notice me. Middle of the day, get hit in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be, whole hoes keep phoning me. A lot of niggas wanna roll on me, I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be. Been in the trap for a couple of days, I'm hoping that baby ain't notice me. Middle of the day, get hit in your face, I'm hoping that nobody notice me. I'm going hard like I'm supposed to be, whole hoes keep phoning me. A lot of niggas wanna roll on me, I'm on guard like I'm supposed to be. I've been in the trap for a couple of nights, she getting sick of this lifestyle. A lot of these hoes just living the hype, bad bitches getting piped down.
I got a Glock on me right now. I got this hoe in the vice grip. Two birds, that's a high risk. They told my dog he a flight risk. Remember they came and they raided the spot. They put my dog in the prison van. Remember the day we circled the ops. We was two up in the minivan. Young and dumb, we ain't give a damn. Wasn't quick like a miniman. Foreign hoe on Instagram. Trying to call the kid, take a trip to France. Bitch, better stop it. Bully a profit. Couple thousand in my pocket. I got a rocket. And if I pop it, corn up, come chalk him. This is the man that she wanted. This is the nigga she asked for. No rewinds and no fast forward. Told her less love and make cash more.